when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, all you wonderful, precious people out there in Radio Liberty Land. Excuse me, in Liberty News Radio. We're here with you tonight. We just love y'all so much. By the way, that Radio Liberty, I was looking up, trying to look up some stuff from Dr. Stanley Monteith today. God bless his heart. I love that guy to death. He's passed. I guess it's been got about 8 years. He had a show called Radio Liberty. So that's that little slip. Anyway, people, it is August the 7th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2021. And well, we always say, there's no name under the sun by which man can be saved except Jesus Christ. That's it. He died while we were yet sinners. He died on the cross and he paid the sin price. People, as you know, we always go to a prayer and or read scriptures. I'm going to kind of speed this up a little bit tonight. So a friend of mine, I found this as I was doing a death march run last week. Right after rain, which makes it even hotter because you get that little humidity stirred up. So I thought it was kind of an omen. This is called the Romans Road, and I will add the Romans Road to Salvation. It's from King James Bible. King James pretty much following the great Martin Luther. So here's the Romans Road. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. By the way, all this, for the reason it's called the Romans Road, it comes out of Paul's letter to the Romans. What do you know about that? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But God commended his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I tell you, I've done that many times, people. I really have, and I have been saved. Someday I might not, but God has saved me. I've called on him many times. And if you call on the name of the Lord, he will save you. He will save you. And I'm just going to repeat myself with repeat what this says. If you will confess, if you will believe, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and you confess with your lips, you shall be saved. It's that simple. It's that simple. Going on, still in Romans. That if thou shalt, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thy heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Okay, there's more on there, but that's the crux. You need not make it complicated. It's not complicated. It's simple. You can't let some preacher lead you aside. You don't need no church. It's the gospel of Eddie Miller, because most of these churches will lead you astray. They all have their Paul would call them man's customs. Akin to these old Judaic laws. Anyway, people, comes next, we're going to take a little prayer. If you will, people, bow your heads. And while I'm praying, please pray for us here too, and we'll, as we pray for y'all. Almighty Father God, maker of heaven and earth, maker of all that's unseen, maker of all that's seen and unseen, you, Almighty God, who spoke the entire universe into existence. You just spoke it into existence and been material that had never existed anywhere in the known universe was spoken just by your mere word. And oh God, you did not even have to go through the trouble of speaking. You could just think it and it would have come into existence. And you create us, Lord, to serve you. Lord, if you will, we are under an immense attack. It's getting worse by day with the government's trying to force these old crappy shots down us. The Mexican border being wide open, Christians being persecuted, white people being persecuted worldwide, God. It looks like this Satan has been turned loose. I'm kind of wondering if he might have just been coming out of the pit. But you know all that, oh Lord. If you will, Lord, let us do your will. Let us serve you especially on Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio. If you will, please bless my dear, precious hosts tonight that are coming on. Oh, God, I love them so much. They're so brave and so kind, and they're just one out of 10,000. Please bless, bless Jay and his family, Sam and his family, and all our people out there listening to us, and please continue to support us. And let us always do your will, Lord, and let us, anything we do, we succeed in, Lord, please never let us forget to give you all the credit. We ask all this in Jesus' name, your son who died on the cross while we were yet sinners. We ask this prayer in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight, people, I'm going to have a brief announcement. I'm just going to make this real quick. Our donor, we got some great donors. I love them to death. Alan from Florida texted me just a few minutes ago, said he wants to, he came tuned in. He usually has to listen to the archives, but he's listening live because he wants me to raise a black flag. By God, that's what we're going to do. As long as God is with us, as long as I can lift my finger, as long as we're going to fix that bayonet. And I'm not speaking just figuratively either, because before too long, you're going to fix the bayonet. You're going to be killed one way or the other if you don't fight. More likely, even if we fight, there's a good chance we're going to die. But if we don't fix that bayonet, if you're not willing to get in the streets and mix it up with Satan's legions, you're gone. And if you're not willing to do that and you call yourself a man, I have nothing, no use for you. But anyway, this is the second week of, we got another donor here. Yeah. Alan, like I mentioned, Alan from Florida. This is an interesting note. He sent a check over a month ago. It got here last week, but he sent the check like in June, and it got here like one day last week, I believe it was. It took over a month to get here, but he's continued to support us. Alan is one of the instrumental people who helped us go to Pensacola. Couldn't have gone without him. Also, you know what? Steve from Baltimore. What a rock solid guy. You know what? No one is more rock solid than Ken from New York. Ken from New York is like, he's, you know, I think Big Ben sets his clock by Ken, by Ken's donation. But anyway, thank you, brother, so much. I love you guys. I would go anywhere for you, do anything I could for you. Thank you so much. Thank all of our donors. All of you, thank you so much. People, as you know, this is the second week. Well, if you may not know, if you didn't listen last week, this is the second week. We're memorializing the fourth anniversary of the Battle of Charlottesville. We started a week early. Actually, we started the 31st of July, and we're going to go every Saturday this month. It's going to be dedicated in some way to Charlottesville. Last week, we had Paul Fromm on, Pastor Thomas Robb. I thought Paul Fromm broke down Charlottesville better than anybody I've ever seen. I really do. He did it from an academic standpoint. We got some other great guests coming on this week. You'll be pleasantly surprised. But tonight, we got two dynamite guests. We have Miss Tamara Goodwin. Her son was arrested, I think, 20, 21 years old, because he dared defend himself against this black DeAndre Harris, the criminal up there, with flamethrowers and mag lights hitting everybody. And also, her son is still in prison. I think he has 3 more years to go. We have Miss Monica Schaefer. Everybody knows Miss Monica Schaefer. She has something. I had a brainstorm the other day. Miss Monica Schaefer has a lot in common with Tamara. Tamara has a lot in common with Monica. Monica has been a political prisoner. She was put in prison in Germany for merely speaking her opinion about some aspects of the Holocaust. Her brother, Alfred, is in prison, still there, and God only knows how long he'll be there, because you know what? Alfred is a man. Alfred is a man's man. I salute Alfred. He will not recant his testimony, his speech. He will not bow down. And he told them in the German prison over there to go to hell. They can wait till hell freezes over. He will never, ever go back on his word. So with that, that's what we got. We're going to talk. Miss Monica is going to do most of the interviewing tonight, but Tamara's going to talk about her son and everything to do with Jacob Goodwin, because he was a battler at Charlottesville. So anyway, how are you doing tonight, Miss Tamara?
I'm doing wonderful. Can you guys hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. Well, we got Miss Monica. Are you doing okay, Monica?
Oh, yes. I'm really thrilled to be able to meet over this venue here with Tamara about and talk about her son, who is, in my view, a hero. He's a political prisoner, and that he's a prisoner of war, you could say, because we are in a war.
Yes, we are. We're almost to the break, but before we get to the break, Tamara, why don't you give the audience, because we have new listeners coming on all the time, give everything I left out about your son, about Charlottesville. You go ahead, you set the table, and when you get through with your narrative, Miss Monica's going to come in and do the lion's share of the interviewing tonight. So go ahead, Miss Tamara. Take off on it, honey.
My son, I can't believe sometimes he's my son. Can you hear me better now?
You better. Mm-hmm. Hello. Yes, my son is he's a great man. I've raised a great man. I did not realize when he was going to be born what a great man he was going to be in a prisoner of war. But I am just a mother. I'm no soldier like you guys. All I do, a mother is always in three places. She's first in front of her kids and always cheering them on, or she's behind them to have their back, or she's beside them so they're never alone. And that's how it's been for me and my son. I can't tell you guys, for my son is sacrificing his life for all you guys listening. He said he was going to stand up. He went to stand up for the statue so they wouldn't tear him down. And they had a permit to be there. And make a long story short, Charlottesville did not want them there. And so they pushed Antifa, Black Lives Matter, into our guys. And they made them fight. And they were hosing them down with mace. My son got mace the night before just walking down the street. And he says, Mom, I'm going to be all right. But I knew something was up. We got back to the motel room. There was a
big Miss Tamara, we got to go to our first break. Miss Tamara, we have to go to our first break. People, hold up. We'll go and get back as fast as we can. And Miss Tamara can continue with her narrative. Be right back.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I hope you could hold on after the break, because we're getting ready to roll. And to honor one of my brothers from Florida, he wanted me to give him the black flag. Well, I think I'm going to try to do a pretty good job. What you're hearing tonight is just one example of what this Luciferian communist government that's taken over this former republic is doing to us. We have innocent people being beaten, being shot, and being clubbed, and been put into prison for no reason. And they're not black. Most of the people having that done to them are white people, our white brothers. And you know what? Too many of us people sit on our butt and never say a word. We never send money. We never speak up in church about this crap, you know. But sooner or later, and I feel like the hell that's coming to our country, I feel like we deserve it. Sometimes I get so disgusted with the white race. You know what? Sometimes I get where I despise the white race more than I do this Jewish Satan worshiping and these Satan worshipers and these animalistic blacks. I do, because our people have turned into such cowards. They're too damn cowardly to breathe. You know, sooner or later, that's going to hit. But you know what, baby doll? All this crap is coming to you sooner than you expected. And when that, you know what? All your soft speeches and all your pleadings to be, don't get violent, don't use racial epithets, don't do anything violent that could make us look bad. Because if we say anything bad, use a racial epithet, or get out there and kick some Antifa's butt, the Jewish-controlled media is going to say we're bad people. But, you know, right now I tell some of my brothers that have been in this movement as long as I have or longer, you guys that are just being real nice in your speech and being real peaceable, the Jewish media, they love you now, don't they? They say good things about you. But anyway, you know what? Pretty soon, and I can't wait. I hope I live through this damn revolution, because I one of the reasons I stand in shape. But Miss Tamara's son, who's in prison, he's one of the innocent guys that stood up for these low-down cowards out there that won't raise their hand to help her or help her these people in prison. Anyway, I'm going to shut the hell up and go back to you, Miss Tamara.
Well, like I said, my son has given his life for you guys out there, and I've had people come to my face. You know, I'm just a mother, but when all this happened, they threatened to cut my head off. They threatened to burn my house down. I've been followed. I've been got nasty phone calls, all this kind of stuff. You know what? At the end of the day, I'm still Jacob Goodwin's mother. I'm proud of him as I can be, because he was a young man, yes, and he stood up where grown men ain't gonna stand. Hey, you know, I have friends that went up to Washington, and they were ladies, and they know what it's like now to see. And they got herded like cattle, and she was trying to explain to them, ma'am, you don't have to explain to me. I know exactly what you're talking about. My son was at the garage trying to catch a ride. His son was there. He was waiting on them. DeAndre Harris and his gang went up and hit the mister in the head with a mag flashlight, one of the big ones, and it disoriented him. And DeAndre Harris fell and hit my son 3 times. He had a mag in his hand, and he didn't know if he had a knife, a gun, or nothing. And the judge wanted to say that my son, you know, premeditated all this. And try to jump a gang or whatever. And none of these guys knew each other until they got to prison. None of these guys knew, I mean, jail, they never knew each other. They did not know, you know, each other until they had, and they were in there for over a year, never getting outside, in a, like an 8x10, 4 grown men in an 8x10. They never got to go outside unless they were going to jail, you know, to court or whatever. So my son saw 8 outside 3 times in a year. Over a year, I never got to touch him. All I got to do was talk to him. And I'm telling you, I'm going to break up a little bit, because I'm just a mother, and I miss him. But he says it's worth it all. And he says he will still stand just like Monica's brother. He's not giving up. He's strong. And he says, Mama, I'm learning. But you're right. You know, he said, Mama, we don't let them tear that statue down. And I don't know if you guys know it, but recently they took the statue down, or they're going to. And, he said, Mama, you know what? Let them do it. Let them do it now. Everybody's not worth what I'm having to go through. He said, because when I get out, we'll just build bigger and better ones. But my son, DeAndre Harris was again, you know, he was on trial for the same thing as Jacob. But they managed to let him get out away with it, because that was going to be their star witness against my son. And a month after my son got arrested, DeAndre Harris and him never spent any time in jail. And my son got the less. He did the less, and he got the worst. And in a way, we talked about him and I, but I think he's the strongest of them all. So in a way, it was best to stand up. The one to stand up would be him. And I don't think my son done anything in vain at all.
No.
I've asked him, the dad's asked him, said, do you think it's worth it? And he said, yes, Mama, it's worth it.
Tanner's
been cutting out, so I'm just going to briefly summarize what what Tamara said, because she's been cutting in and out. I want to make sure the people know. Okay, her son was up there. I know exactly where he's talking about because I was there. In that parking garage, and they had this black, DeAndre Harris, had a big mag light. He hit another man in the head, Harold Cruz, I believe was his name, an elderly man, not as old as I am, but knocked him senseless, could have killed him. He was hitting other people. They had a man, another black up there with a homemade flamethrower. They came to the parking garage where they didn't have any business. The right-wing people like us, they're going into Lee Park. That's the only people that were supposed to be parking there. They followed these guys in the garage and started the fight, and they got their butt kicked. And now, DeAndre Harris, you know, I don't know if you know this, Tamara, but just a short time after that fight, he got pulled over in Charlottesville with illegal drugs, illegal guns. He got out of that. Now, we're going to go to Miss Monica. Do you have any questions to ask Tamara at this point?
Yeah, I'll just say that after we spoke this morning, and I wanted to prepare a little bit, and I went to that website, yearofjubilee.com, and looked up your son, Jacob Goodwin, and I wanted to watch some of these videos. Now, there's a whole pile of them posted, and I'm telling you, one after the other that I clicked on to watch these videos were no longer available. They've been censored out. The only ones that are still available are the ones that depict what the mainstream media has reported. There was one in which I gathered quite a bit of good information, the one about the GoFundMe and, you know, any refunds, sort of a question mark. You want your refund after you find out what really happened and how you described it. And thanks, Eddie, for recapping that, just to make sure that people understood, because I saw there were clips. Now, if the mainstream media, they start somewhere in the middle of the story, that's how they endlessly repeated their story. Oh, there was a, starts with a man on the ground. Well, that's not how it starts, right? That's towards the end.
No.
And yeah, your son, like you say, he was defending somebody who had been knocked down. And the one who had been knocked down first was this white man. And DeAndre Harris clearly was swinging with a weapon in his hand. He swung at somebody's head there. And I noticed his GoFundMe fundraising effort got $166,000 and some.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. It's funny that they stopped it at the 166. They love that those numbers, the sixes there. I noticed it anyway. And then your son is in prison 8 years. And I want to say, I opened his letter, Dearest Kinsman, and I just have to read a few sentences out of it. And it really, it's like how I felt, and it's like how my brother feels. It's really, really good. So if I may, I'm just going to read a little bit of that. Dearest Kinsman, May my words escape this dungeon that has taken my body, but only my body. That is really important. This is me now talking, just interjecting. Yes, that's, you know, when I was in prison, I felt free as a bird. Only my body was, you know, that they had the keys. And yes, I was in prison, but my mind and heart and soul was free. Okay, I'll continue. He says, what the enemies of our liberty, truth, and real justice do not understand is that you cannot shoot, stab, or imprison the truth. Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I'm going to skip ahead in the letter where he says, yes, what I do know is I must push ever onward. For what is one man's pain compared to his eternal people? Or what is death and despair in the face of our sins? But, you know, he's just a very strong man, and he's so young. Tamara, I have to say, when you say you're just a mother, you raised him well. That's all I can say, and we're in a break. I can hear the music.
And when we come back, if you will, Miss Monica, briefly tell the people why he's in prison. Why the Jewish judges, the Jewish thugs put him in prison. Be right back, folks.
Exposing corruption.
Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An Interior Department spokesperson has confirmed that 35 employees have, as of Friday, died from COVID-19. After Interior Department Secretary Deb Haaland said in a video address taped earlier in the week that 34 staffers at the agency had died from COVID-19, the department's communications director, Melissa Schwartz, wrote in a tweet Friday that one more person had died, bringing the tally to 35. Conservative cable outlet Newsmax this week sent a reporter to picket in front of Fox News over its refusal to air commercials from MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, Salon reported.
We have a Fox News alert. We have a banned pillow salesman.
Lindell's ads were for an upcoming event scheduled for August 10th in South Dakota, where he said he would reveal new information about voter fraud in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men, double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
After more than 6 months of work combating the coronavirus, negotiating a bipartisan infrastructure bill, and repairing the U.S. image abroad, President Joe Biden should be heading out on vacation and a traditional August break from Washington. But with legislative work on the infrastructure bill keeping the Senate in session for a second straight weekend, and likely through next week, Biden hasn't gone far, just home to Wilmington, Delaware. The legal troubles are deepening for New York's embattled Governor Andrew Cuomo. One of his accusers has filed a criminal complaint alleging Cuomo groped her. He denies touching anyone inappropriately. On Friday, the governor's legal team tried to punch holes in the state attorney general's report that alleges Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. Rita Glavin called the investigation unfair.
Instead of acting as independent fact finders, the investigators acted as prosecutors, judge, and jury.
This is USA Radio News.
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on during the break. We temporarily lost Tamara, but me and Monica, you're in good hands with us. What Tamara was talking about is her son. We were recapping her son. He was in, and also with Daniel Borden. Daniel Borden was only 18 years old when he was arrested for merely defending themselves up there in Charlottesville. You know, and the fight did not just start in that garage. I was with the League of the South. We had to fight our way all the way into the park. And keep in mind, we were there legal. We had a legal permit, even though we shouldn't have to have one here in the United States to have a permit to meet, for free speech, to address peaceful redress.
That's right, Eddie. That's right. We shouldn't need a permit.
We fought our way in, and we fought our way out. We were outnumbered greatly, and there was every kind of weapon imaginable. We mentioned the flamethrower, mag lights, golf clubs, other kind of clubs, every kind of chemical, maze, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Tamara just told us that when the jury came back, the jury wanted to throw out all the charges against her son, but this stinking judge would not allow it. And Tamara's back. We're going to see if we can go with Tamara again. Tamara, I don't know how much of me that you heard, but go ahead and take it up where I was. I was telling the people that the judge, I don't know if it was a black woman or not, I've heard it was, but the judge threw out, even though the jury said they wanted to throw out all the charges against your son, Jacob Goodwin, The judge wouldn't allow it. And that goes against, I mean, that's just by God illegal. But go ahead, Tamara. Take up right there.
Well, it was a white man, Judge Moore. And we decided we could have went by judge or jury. We went by jury. And at first, they were going to give him 10 years, $25,000 fine, and he'd be on good behavior till he's 50. Now, you have to remember, he's only 22, 23. So, but then the jury came back and said, has he ever been in any trouble? No, he hadn't been. He was working three jobs when he got arrested to support himself. And they were going to kind of throw it out and just let him behave and, you know, pay a fine and be done. And then they wanted to take some kind of, you know, good behavior type thing. Nobody even knew what it was. But anyway, one of the jurors was asleep. And then the ones went back to tell the judge, hey, one of the ladies that was in the red with Fields was her friend. So it was a conflict all the way around. And then the juror, he had been fighting against Jacob. So it was a mess all the way around. But they had already had it out for Jacob. Jacob already knew it. So he knew what he was going into when he went to court. And
Tamara,
one of the hardest things for me.
Let me ask you something. Now, you said the lady that got killed by the car, was that? Oh, golly, I had her name right on the tip of my tongue. Heather Heyer was the big, fat, overweight person. So she was friends with the judge? My God,
no,
what a travel.
One of the jurors. One of the ladies that was in the car, not Heather Heyer. One of the ladies in the car was her friend.
Wow. Hey, so, Monica, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, there's conflicts all the way around. I mean, the whole system is rigged. We know that. They prove it to us every day. They proved it to us over in Germany in our trial, Alfred, my brother, and my trial. They proved every single day during trial that they are the criminals. And when it comes to political prisoners, the good people are behind bars. I'm not saying that there aren't any criminals in jail. There are violent crime and whatnot, but as far as political criminals or political prisoners go, oh my goodness, that was a slip. Political prisoners, I call them prisoners of war because we are in a war. It's all out war, and the media is absolutely part of that. It's like a fifth column. The media is completely on the wrong side, like they're on the side of the devil, really. And that was demonstrated in how the media portrayed what happened at Charlottesville. And, you know, the communist side, they basically created a story. They wanted there to be clashes. Frank and I were talking about this today. They set it up for it to be inevitable that there would be clashes and violent clashes. They pushed the people together. And why don't you tell us something more about that part of it that you were telling me earlier. Can you tell us more about that, Tamara, how they actually purposefully...
Charlottesville did not want them there. They did not want David Duke and all those guys there, the big names. Jacob had a permit to be there. And there were seven guys that left our motel. They did not even have change in their pocket. They said they come with weapons. They did not. Our seven did not. And they didn't even have flags or nothing. And when they got there, Jacob was given, because he's so tall, he's 6'7". He wears size 14 shoes. And so he's a big old boy. So they said, here, take a shield to the front line and protect it. They were throwing feces out of water bottles. Who wants to use that job? And then they had urine in the water bottles. They threw something that was red. And then when they started fighting, the police had, it looked like some kind of spray hose. They had mace flying out of it. The smell, it was unbelievably the smell. The hardest part, even through all this, is that when they told Jacob 10 years to start, he turned around to his dad and I, and he said, I'm so sorry. So when I saw him afterwards, I said, don't you ever, ever tell mom and dad you're sorry for being a good man and doing something good. If you were doing drugs or something, that'd be different. But we are still fighting, and we are in a war. My husband and I are not giving up. They can cut my head off. They can burn my house down, and I'm not giving up. This is my husband. That's all we have is my children. And they, you know, it was amazing how they closed everything. Listen, this is how they knew what was going to happen. That whole side of that town, where they had all this going on, they closed every business down over there. So don't tell me they did not know something was going to happen. And they had unbelievable state.
There's so many similarities here. You know, and I'm just going to briefly mention, I was there in Lee Park, and here's how it was set up. We were enclosed on three sides by fences and police. The only way in and the only way out was the one side of a four square box, and it was like you said, it was following the good guys, us, the protesters for the destruction of Lee Park. We were forced right straight into a howling mob of thousands. And but anyway, you know, there's so much injustice. I'm going to go back. There's so many similarities between this, what happened here, and what happened to Monica and her brother Alfred, because this isn't just the United States. It isn't just Charlottesville. This is worldwide where white people are. Monica, if you will, tell the people why this super violent crime that Alfred is in prison for. Tell us a little bit about that, about why he's there, because there's similarities here.
Yeah, absolutely. The similarities are that we are all standing up for our people. And in our case, well, my brother, he was creating really good educational videos, trying to alert the people to the fact that we're being lied to about virtually everything. And in our case, the forbidden truth about what really went on in World War II. So that's what Alfred is in jail for. That's what I was in jail for questioning and challenging the mainstream version of the Holocaust that, you know, they tell us this, the evil Germans holocausted 6 million Jews. So that is, in a nutshell, what Alfred is in jail for now, and why I also was in prison for 10 months. And yeah, and now he's in solitary confinement because he was defiant about the mask. He insisted on getting good air through his nose, and he, you know, lowered the mask too much, and he was quite defiant about it. But he was certainly never, ever has been, you know, violent in any way, like in the prison. And he is supposed to face more Inquisition, I call it, or Muppet Show, as Alfred likes to call it, you know, because it really is just a Muppet Show, these guys in court. And just because he was doing this straight arm gesture that you know, is so forbidden, especially in Germany, you know, the Roman salute or the straight arm gesture. And he just says, look how high my dog Pavlov can jump. And he was doing that in the courtyard in prison, showing, you know, telling other prisoners what he was there for, and then describing, oh, yeah, my dog can jump this high with his right arm straight out and holding it at a certain height. And that is so threatening to them that he faces more, potentially more prison time for that. I mean, you have to ask yourself, like, what an insane world. And then somebody like DeAndre Harris, I think I'm saying his name right, who clearly was the instigator of violence, and he gets rewarded by having all this money come to him in donations. And I watched a short clip of him. I'm telling you, I don't think he is all that bright. And, you know, he's this rapper dude. And anyway, it really is upside down, and everything is backwards. And in that case, you know that the good people are behind bars when they speak the truth and defend their people, like your son, Tamara.
Thank you so much, Monica. We're going to a brief break, folks. We'll come right back as soon as we can. We're going to go right back to Ms. Tamara when we come back. Be right back.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Well, dear people, we're right back here. I'm going to go just a brief rant, and then we'll go right back to Miss Tamara. She's going to tell us about Rudy Davis and his Year Jubilee site. But listen, now do you see why I despise so many white people so much? We talked about this criminal, DeAndre Harris, who committed every crime in the book, got caught even after Charlottesville with paraphernalia, illegal drugs, illegal guns, got out scot-free. And so these white cucks, these Judas goats, I call them Judas goats. I call them Judas Christians. There's Judas goats. They turn on their own people just like Judas did on Christ. And they donated this money to him, and I'm sure probably some rich Jews. Now, people, do you see why I despise so many people who say they're white? They may be white on the outside, but they're black as tar. They're black as Satan himself on the inside. I despise them. I will never have anything to do with them. I will not associate with them. I won't eat with them. I won't drink with them. I cannot tell you the hatred I have for them. And, you know, we're talking about people like Alfred, Monica, Jacob Goodwin, put into prison for no crime, for just speech and thought. Now I'm shutting up, and we're going back to Miss Tamara. Tell us briefly. I know you wanted to say something about Rudy Davis and his great site, Year of Jubilee. Go ahead, Tamara.
Please, you guys, I hope you can take this down. Go to Year, Y-E-A-R, O-F, Jubilee, JUBILEE.com. /Jacob, and it'll come up. Now, you can hear Jacob speak on there. You can read Jacob's poems and letters to you guys on there. He's got an update. But let me tell you what my son just got. They turned him down on every appeal. Now he's doing his habeas corpus. Guess what? He had a guy who was helping him, and for some reason, I guess health issues and all I could figure. But he calls Jacob about a month before and says, oh, by the way, you're going to have to do your own habeas corpus. So Jacob was kind of panicky a little bit, and he goes, look, you're smart. Get grounded and get on it. He found a guy in prison. He's done one, and one guy got off with it. So we just all pray for that. My son, that this will go through, and my son will get out there early. Because I don't know if you know this, but the lady that my son saved, the lady there. She was getting beat up by some men, and my son saw her, heard her screaming, and he went and wrapped her in two shields and got her to safety. Now he's engaged to her daughter. And I'm so excited because what a story my son is going to be able to tell my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. And I bet some of you say, oh, I'm kin to so-and-so-and-so way back when. You know, they came over the Mayflower or whatever. My son's going to be able to say, hey, I was the guy on the national news that they were talking about. That was your daddy. Oh, that's your grandfather. That's your great-grandfather. So I'm proud of it. I'm proud. I tell people who I am. I'm Jacob Goodwin's mother. Most people don't know who I am, but when I start talking about it, some of them know.
Hey, Monica, if you will, since Tamara was cutting out so bad, do you have that website? Do you have that website?
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, I'd be happy to give that information and also the story there at the just now, and I can recap a little bit of that. So the website is yearofjubilee.com. It's year of jubile.com/Jacob, and you'll find, even if you forget about the backslash Jacob, you'll find the website, and then you can find Jacob Goodwin on there. And I did that, and like I said earlier, some of the information, the videos, when I went to click on them, they had already been censored, like on the from the platform that they had been associated with, you know, like there's such censorship. And again, that should tell us something. They are very afraid of the truth. They do not want to have our side of the story, or Jacob's side of the story, or Tamara's side of the story. They do not want that to be aired out there. And what Tamara was saying there, the man whose life was that Jacob helped to save at that rally and at the incident that he's now in jail for, he's now engaged to that man's daughter, which is beautiful Lady. Story. That's what basically you had said. Is that correct, Tamara?
It's her mother. It was a woman he saved, not a man, a woman.
Thank you. Thank you for correcting that.
She's a mother of five, single mother of five. Yeah. But I want to also, real quick, I know we're running out of time too. I really want to thank people who support my son financially. You guys, there's only a few of you now left, but y'all don't understand that's how I talk to my son every day. And they take up money sometimes when we travel. And I save every penny. I squeeze every penny out of it so that I'm able to talk to him every day. And when he's down, sometimes I can lift him up. You know, very seldom is he down. But, you know, everybody, even on the outside, gets down sometimes. But you guys, y'all can do things. You can write your senators. You can get out and say things. You know, you don't have to go to Washington. I wish you would. But, you know, my son says violence ain't the answer. You have to hit them right in the face with something. You know, it don't have to be a fist. But there's ways to do this. You know, don't be quiet. I'm just a mother, and look what racket I make. And you know why they got my son in there? Because they know he's the speaker. They know he's not going to be quiet. And he said, you know what, Mama? They can take my tongue, but they ain't got my hands. That's what he said.
By the way, just so the audience will know, I'm supposed to be getting a phone call from Jacob Goodwin in the morning at about 9 o'clock, and I will be here waiting on that phone call. We've had extreme amount of difficulty. Jacob and I have been trying to communicate back and forth for over 2 years, for almost as long as we've had this show. Something always happens, but we're going to be we're going to be here waiting for Jacob. I hope he can call. We're even going to try to get him recorded sometime, but it's like building the pyramid. Miss Monica, would you like to chime in on that?
Yeah, I would love it if you could tell us about some of those phone calls that you have with him. Just like, he seems like such a strong man, just from what I've read that he has written to his people, the letters, and, you know, that they can never stop him from having his spirit and his thoughts and beliefs, and he knows and understands that really they only have his body. And that last bit that you said sounded very inspirational, but you cut out. Do you want to just say that again? They can never take my, what did you say there?
He said they can take my tongue. They said they could take his tongue, but not his hands. I mean, he still could communicate with his hands if he has to.
Oh, wow, wonderful.
Yeah, he's something. He's a hoot. But he's already thinking. I mean, he's got 3 more years to go, and he's already thinking about when he gets out and what, you know, about making a home for his wife and his children. And she wants like 7 kids. So we're going to help the movement.
Yay. So. That's great. That's great.
But
oh, that's wonderful. God.
Y'all, please write my son. He likes getting letters from everybody. Monica, I'm sure you understand.
Oh, you know what? Letters are the lifeline of the prisoner. I absolutely can tell you this from my personal experience, that letters are the lifeline of the prisoner. And then when you write back as a prisoner, you're not alone. You're with that person. And when you're reading the letters that come in, you're with that person. So I would strongly encourage people to write. And please do give him my love when you next talk to him on the phone, and encouragement, and to stay strong, to stay strong. I know that Alfred had a story of when he was being led to the courtyard with the guard, and he passed by another prisoner who was doing janitor duty, who was, you know, mopping the floor there in the hallway. And this was on about day four of when he was in the bunker, which was really a sort of just, you have nothing, you have no daylight, nothing in there in isolation after, you know, he had his little altercation there. And this other prisoner just said these words only for Alfred to hear as he passed. He said, "Stay strong." And Alfred said that kept him buoyed, like he was just flying on the energy that he received from that. For days, he said it's like the salmon that have an instinct to come up the rivers where they spawn. They don't know what's driving them; they're just driven by it. So really, these things make such a huge difference for a prisoner. So yes, I strongly encourage people to write letters, and you can find all that information on that website, yearofjubilee.com. And where to write to. Isn't that right, Tamara? Yes.
And, you know, my son is, you know, I always keep telling people my son is in there for you. You know, it's kind of like Jesus died on the cross for you. Well, my son, his life is in there. And, you know, and he reads his books. He wants his mind and his body to be strong for his girl. That's what he tells me. And I really respect that. But, I'm telling you, it's hard. It's very hard to have my son in there because I miss him so badly. I miss him very badly. But I know we have to go through this because of people. And I have people that get in my face and tell me, your son should have just stayed home. But no, my son shouldn't have stayed home.
No, and I'm so glad that you are proud of your son and are standing behind him for what he has done, because he is a hero. He is a hero. And in the future, after we turn this and win this war that we are in, by the way, this war that we did not choose, this war, it has been foisted upon us, but there will be monuments to your son. Yes.
I hope so, Monica.
That's right.
I'm a proud mother. I can't tell y'all, I'm proud of the man my son is. I have two sons, and I'm proud of both of them very much, you know. They're both very ambitious, and Jacob is like a sponge. He loves to read. He likes to learn things. He was learning German for a while, I think. No, Russian. He was doing Russian, I think. But he was trying to do it on his own, you know. And I had one of the guys tell me when he, you know, that was in there with him, says, you know, he's a heck of a man. Matter of fact, one of them called me and said he tried to talk to me about getting my life straight. He said, what girl would want me doing drugs and going to jail, and why should she wait on me? He said, I'm out, Miss Gwen, and I'm going to try to do good, because Jacob made sense. That just touched my heart. That touched my heart.
Tamara, we're almost out of time. Tell your son if you have a chance. I will be here waiting at this, you said about 9 o'clock. He's going to try to call here at 9 o'clock in the morning. Make sure he knows I will be here. And I won't just leave at 9 o'clock if he doesn't call. I'll be here for a while after 9 o'clock. I'll have my phone with me. Make sure he knows
he
I'm waiting on his call.
And I don't know if people know. Also, they can email him. He can get emails through a tablet he has.
Well, you could probably get that off the Year of Jubilee, I would imagine. And you can, you know what, you
Maybe
can also
so.
Send emails to Rudy Davis. Rudy Davis will answer your emails. He used to be on our show. Thank you so much, Tamara. If your connection was better, I would keep you on. But maybe next time, Monica, since Tamara's connection is bad, we'll have to let her go. Would you like to stay on for one segment with Gene Andrews, or would you want to go?
No, I'd love to stay on. I'd love to stay on for a little bit longer, yeah.
I wish Tamara's connection was better, but we'll have to let her go. Maybe we get that fixed next time. Well, people, we'll be right back. We're going to take your transition to the second hour. This is going to be kind of a longer break. If you got to use the bathroom, if you got to get coffee, do what you got to do, but be back in just a few minutes.